Welcome and hello, everybody. Coach Lisa here. How is everybody today? How are we doing? I don't. Oh, I gotta open my chat. Great. Good to know. Okay. So this is our regain call. We do this call monthly, and it is an open coaching call. So preferably, we're talking about regains and perhaps even where you're at doing the regain reset, where you're at with any of that learning. And if, especially if there's any questions or anything you want to talk about the regain, I'd love to know sort of if you're doing the regain reset course, which, if you don't know, you'll find on the website under courses and bonus courses. But the RESET start is an acronym for recognize, extract, spot and stop. I was going to say stop and spot, but spot and stop, execute, and then track. So where is everybody in that process? And know that, it is going to be one of those things that's not always linear. It's going to be one of those things that, sometimes we're doing this, sometimes we're doing that. And sometimes we're working on two different things at once. That's all fine too. So, but is there a specific part that you're working on, or what has brought you to this call is what I'd love to know. While you all come in and get comfortable and people start to raise their hand for coaching, because that's really what we're here from, is the coaching. Or like I say, you can ask your questions in the Q&A. So, I will tell you that for a lot of people, we tend to skip over that sort of recognize and extract. I kind of put them together because we want to recognize, we're recognizing what the story is that we're telling ourselves. But then the big thing is to extract what really happened, right? Extract, okay, we know kind of, we may know what happened. I had a regain when my father passed away. And the story I was telling myself was a little that didn't matter. Like, it didn't matter. I don't have time for anything. I was not really acknowledging how I felt, I guess, at that time. So, like I say, the story I was telling myself was that, but then extracting why that makes sense. It makes sense because I was dealing with a lot, right? I was dealing with a lot of emotions, and for a little while, I wasn't dealing with them. I said, I'm dealing with a lot, right? See, isn't that amazing how we sound? I was dealing with a lot, and then but I wasn't dealing with it. I was telling myself I was dealing with a lot, but like I said, I wasn't actually dealing with it. I was ignoring it. I was hiding in food. I was, coping with food as opposed to, and I doubled down on helping my clients and on helping, no BS members, but I kind of forgot about myself for a little bit because there was a lot of pain inside myself. So when I was able to extract that, I was able to see it and then take steps forward. And that's really important. So someone in the chat mentioned being laid off in early February. Yeah. So if you've had a regain from that, now you know what the story is, right? What you want to know is why does it make sense that when you were laid off, you had that regain? What was it about it that, was that you weren't figuring out in that moment, right? This is when we can start to like calm the shame of it and start to look at what's actually happening, that stress, the grief, that maybe it's burnout or it's just really hard. You're not sure, if you've lost a job, you don't know where money's going to come from. So it's where we try to make sense of things and have compassion with ourselves and let go of the judgment. So we can keep going. We'll go with a few, but A lot of people have joined recently, and I want to make sure that you remember to raise your hand for coaching. Even if you just want to talk through something or take some guesses with me or let me know what's been going on for you. And I have a question in the Q&A, so we'll answer that while I wait for people to raise their hand. So, Audrey says she's did the Regain Reset course in March and lost to April, lost 5 pounds. Had knee surgery and then found that 5 pounds and it brought 2 to 3 friends along. Okay, love the sense of humor, Audrey. So you're feeling discouraged. Yeah. Well, you would be feeling discouraged since then because you're thinking about the weight gain as being a problem. So what I would like you to do is this is the recognize, right? You've recognized what happened. You had surgery. I would be curious why you think you gained the weight, because having surgery doesn't necessarily mean we gain weight, right? It means that we're at home, we got to take care of ourselves, we got to recover. And you mentioned also not tracking since then and getting back to it this week. So that's what I want you to recognize. Why? Why did that become not important? What was the story I was telling myself? And does it make sense? So Audrey mentioned there was a lot of inflammation. So yeah, is it possible that especially the 2 to 3 pounds of friends that 5 pounds you gained was, could it be that that was a lot of inflammation? Then what we want to watch for is, was it because as we were gaining a pound here and a pound there and this and that, and not recognizing in the moment that it was inflammation, that we then might have had that discouraged feeling and then not eating or eating more than is enough in those moments because now we're feeling bad or feeling discouraged, right? So it's really seeing how one thing affects how we show up for the next thing. That's what I want you to think about. Audrey also mentioned putting knee recovery in front of planning. Yeah, why? Did you not have time for both? Like thinking about it realistically, why did knee recovery can come in front of planning, but what does that actually even mean? Right? How come both don't end up happening? Right? I want you to think about that. Think about how, like, extract. Why it makes sense you're thinking of it that way, but then also, what's the reality, right? Just because knee recovery, like you say, is a priority doesn't mean both don't happen. You still manage to eat. So, yeah, do some thinking on that and let me know what else comes up. Well, I'm going to pull Cheryl up for some coaching. And don't forget, you can keep posting questions in the Q&A and you can keep raising your hand and letting me know what's going on with you? Cheryl, I'm going to ask you to, yep, start your camera. There we go, I think. I ask you to unmute and start your camera. Because I can't hear you right now, Cheryl.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. There you go. Figured it out. Took a second. How are you doing?
Good. Can you hear me and see me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. It's the first time I've ever done this.
Oh, everybody, give her a round of emojis to show her how proud we are that I love it so much when someone comes and says it's their first time. So, what I would advise you to do is just take a breath.
Okay.
It's okay.
No big deal. So anyway, I'm glad to get on this because I've had these questions for months,
Yes.
and it's really something I have not found answers to.
Okay.
And maybe I'm making it harder than it is, but I really kind of don't think so. So I don't know. It was like maybe 3 years ago, I had some hormone testing done. You know where that you do the your spit, you know,
Yes.
for and they send it away. And then I came back, with these recommendations on different hormones to take, including, progesterone and estrogen and testosterone and all kinds of different things. And I also at that time, I wasn't off the chart on my thyroid, but I was low. So my doctor, who's really very attentive, said, you're at the low end. And so I think we want to start you on some thyroid medications. So I started really all these different things at one time. It's probably not a good idea. And I was so excited thinking, oh, if I take, even when I got the prescription filled, the pharmacist says, you're going to have so much energy. And, I thought about, oh, if my thyroid's been slow, then, this is going to, because I did lose the weight. I don't know, maybe I think it was like in 2011, and then did pretty well keeping it off. And it wasn't a lot of weight. I'm not a Corinne loser. I'm maybe 10, 20, 15 pounds, 15, 20 pounds. But that makes a difference with what you can
Absolutely.
wear in your closet, right there. And so everything was going good. I was able to wear everything, and then I started all these hormones, and it seems like it was around August, and then I noticed some weight coming on, and it was in my breasts and around my waist, and I've always had that my waist is my best feature. I tend to gain weight in my hips and thighs. One of those pear, I guess, people. And so it was a little alarming. I know about visceral fat, and I'm real conscious about longevity. I'm 73, and been kind of conscious about time-restricted eating and eating whole foods and not processed foods, and really pretty careful eater. And I feel better when I eat like that. So, but all of a sudden I started putting on this weight, and it was almost, I remember back when I was a teenager and I went on birth control, and then when I decided to get off the birth control, got married, and we're going to have a baby, everything just shrunk on me. My breast shrunk, my around my belly shrunk. It just shrunk away, like within, like a month or two. And so I thought, well, this is not working. I'm just going to stop taking this. My annual isn't until May, but I'm just going to stop this. I'm putting on this weight. It's crazy. Everything I'm doing, I haven't changed my workout. I haven't changed my eating. It's just this weight's coming on. So it didn't come off though. And then when I went for my annual and I told her about it, she goes, oh, you had too much progesterone, and the reason it doesn't come off is because you're no longer cycling. I thought, well, okay, well, I can still figure this out and get rid of this weight, but I haven't been able to. And it's now been over a year, and
Did the
she
doctor have any
has.
patients for that?
Not really. She's still adjusting. First of all, she said, let's just leave the hormone stuff away and just concentrate on the thyroid. Well, she asked me if I wanted to do it that way, and I said, yes, let's do that. And we've had to do some different medications with my thyroid, and it's obviously messing up my metabolism as well. But I just,
So has your eating changed at all?
I don't think so. I try to evaluate that. I'm not, I will tell you, I just got real sick of everything, and I stopped listening to any of the things on Quran. I stopped, I mean, but I have not calorie counted and all that stuff. I pay attention to hunger, and I am ho more hungry.
So sometimes that is a side effect that it can increase what we think of as our hunger signals. And that's where our no BS principles can come in to help to start challenging them, right? Like you noticed a real pattern. If we go to this reset, you notice this pattern that you've just sort of gone like, I don't even want to pay attention to anything. This is frustrating by the sounds of it for you. That, right? And like you said, when you comment on like my waist is my best feature, well, so when that's being affected, it adds another layer when we have the story of what we really like about our body and then it's being messed with as well, it can add to the frustration, right?
Well, yeah, and the clothes don't fit, and it's
Oh,
like it's a good solid 10 pounds
yeah.
that I don't think I can. I mean, I'll get down 2 pounds, and then it, so it, but it makes a huge difference. This year, actually, I kind of did a draw the line down the notebook paper and retire now, retire later. And so I am going to retire at the end of this month. And one of the reasons is because my clothes don't fit. My clothes don't fit anymore. And maybe I need to stop sitting at a desk all day. Maybe I need to move more. I mean, there's many other reasons to retire too, but
Yes.
I also don't want to be one of those retirees who puts on 10, 20 pounds, I mean, you hear stories like that.
Yes. So it sounds like for you, it's time to start making a doable plan here. It's time to get back to the basics and tracking what's actually going on, Cheryl, so that we know the actual facts.
Yeah.
How would that feel to start
Thanks.
doing?
Well, I'm gonna have t more time. Come June 30, I'm gonna have people say, "What are you gonna do in retirement?" I'm gonna do what I wanna do. And I do wanna get back on track. I do wanna see if there's maybe it's a combination of factors.
It totally could be, but I also don't want you to wait till June 30th to get going. So, what you could be doing between now and then, right? I want you to pay attention. The story you've got right now, the story you're telling yourself is that I need more time to figure it out.
Well, and just to keep track of things, I seriously work from 8 to 5, and I am like the last one that leaves the parking lot. And so I don't, to be honest, I really don't know how I can even add in another way to track. I mean, I did have my planning thing, my journal, and quite frankly, the journal is pretty much the same every single day. And I know part of that is your brain telling the rest of yourself, "Hey, this is the plan for today," and I get that. Quite honestly, my plan is almost the same every day anyway. But
Okay. So
there
really
are.
it doesn't sound like you need to plan ahead necessarily as much as tracking afterwards. Did I wait for hunger? Did I stop it enough? Or were there any overeats? Is there any overeating you're noticing now?
Not too much. I mean, like we've had some graduation events and s little party things. And yesterday we had a brunch, and my husband and I both felt bad after we left. We just ate things that we don't normally eat, coffee cakes and stuff like that. But usually what happens when that happens is that, well, that's our meal for the day because we're like done.
Okay.
So I kind of feel like when I have an overeat that I make up for it, that I don't continue, and I don't
Excellent.
get down that road.
And that's probably honestly why it's been a 10-pound gain and not a 20 or 30-pound gain, right? So
Could be.
that's part of that story too, of is because you're still in the moment catching things and going, oh, yeah, overeat a bit. Okay, so now I'm going to wait for hunger the next time we eat, right?
Right.
Yeah. So So you were saying, has it been a whole year now since you went off the medications
Yes.
and are just on the thyroid medication now?
Right.
And is it regulated?
We're still tweaking it. Yeah,
Okay.
we're still tweaking that. So what she does usually is after she makes a change, then we do a blood test again after 6 weeks, and I have to check my calendar and see if I'm almost due to do that.
Okay.
You know,
And have
I really do try to tell myself that, yeah, it's going better. I'm feeling more energetic. I'm not as tired. I'm sleeping better, you know, and
Okay.
so sometimes I don't think, you know, the blood work. Well, no, that's not really true, but good try, sure.
Yeah. Okay. So for you, I think it would be experimenting with your doable hunger, with what is telling you you're hungry, what is telling you is enough, and just questioning it from time to time.
Yeah.
Am I sure this is because really at this point, we are comparing the way you were eating now to like over a year ago now, where before we gained the 10 pounds. So right now, your body's trying to stay the same weight that it is. So it's going to give you these hunger signals based on the weight you are. And so that's why we want to challenge them a little bit to maybe quiet the ones that aren't true physical hunger for you for losing weight. So we just want to be like, well, could we just wait 20 minutes? Could we just
Yeah.
take a bite here and there and see what happens as you pull those things in a little bit? And then definitely catching if there is any times that we are having emotional eating or overeating of any kind. What I would really suggest is to also then follow up in ask coaches.
Okay.
Coach Christy would probably have a lot more to say about whatever the exact thyroid medications or the different hormones that are going on right now for you.
Okay.
So if you post and ask coaches and it's that type of question, we'll usually direct it to her unless one of us actually knows the answer. But there may be something she knows that you and I don't about the different thyroid medications and how that would be affecting your hunger signals and how you feel.
Yeah.
Because
Okay.
a lot of times those medications can do that. For you, I want you to just be, like I say, paying attention to that. Because when you're feeling alarmed, you're not paying attention to that.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. And so next step is to really, I think for you, you're really on that execute step of, okay, how do I execute this? Experimenting with doable hunger, experimenting with what are my hunger signals? How much is enough for me?
Yeah. I do tend to eat what I like. I'll pack my lunch.
Yeah.
I do tend to eat it. Eat it all, but you know, quite frankly, I don't pack that much. I think it's,
But see, in that moment, you're letting your brain decide. And
yeah.
we really want to work on letting our stomach tell us more. Like that, I am right now, I was questioning whether your stomach was telling us the truth or not about its hunger based on the thyroid being off or maybe hormones being off. But if your brain is the one deciding how much you're eating at lunch, then we definitely know we're not asking our stomach.
Yeah, no, I'm,
Well, if you pack
you
your lunch
know,
in the morning and decide, then.
I do, but that's part of my planning, and I don't pack a lot. So you know, it's the same amount that I've been eating for, I don't know, 20 years or more. So it's not like,
But the truth could be
that should
that
be more.
you, at this age, maybe you don't need even that much. That's what happens to us too as we age. Our bodies just don't need quite as much.
Yeah, I don't think I'm overeating. I mean, I've listened to some of the podcasts on thyroid, and some of it says, you know, some of it gives you like the 10 worst habits of people with hypothyroidism, and one is not enough fat.
Yes.
You know, some of it's gluten, which I don't really eat. I don't feel like I eat that much gluten, although, you know, my doctor and I did have that conversation. She said it is in other things besides just breads and sauces and those sorts of things.
Maybe it's also not, it could be the combinations that we're not nailing, right? So that could definitely be something to look at. So again, what you could do is send your plans in to us it to like write out what you actually eat in a day, and then we could go
Okay.
through it and sort of catch if there's anything going on like that. That's what we
Okay.
talk about in the new Healthify course, making sure you have got that balance between the fats and the protein and the carbs. Because if one of those is out of place, you're right, it could be causing something there as well. So, and again, notice this is where we get to when we get out of that alarmed state, when we get out of the worry that it's, something's gone wrong, we get into problem solving. And that's where I can see you are right now, is into that problem solving. And that's exactly where we want to be. So,
Okay.
all right. So you have some
Well,
homework and you're going to reach out and ask
I
coaches.
do. And I
And
got notes and
awesome.
everything.
Thank you for
So
coming up. It was
thank
great to
you.
meet you. All right. You take
All
care.
right.
We'll put you back down. There we go. See. I am going to bring Joyce up. There we go. Melissa mentioned curious with the hormones if it is lipedema, and yeah, that's definitely something that it could be as well. And that's where we want to talk to our doctor for sure about what is going on in our bodies, right? They're a great source for that. Hello, Joyce. Can you? Oh, you seem to have frozen. Are you there?
I'm on my iPad. Can you hear me?
I think so. Yeah.
All right, just wanted to make sure you can hear me because it's a little wonky outside.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the sunshine.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. So, what brought you to me today?
So I've been re-listening to the Regain
Yeah.
podcasts, I guess. And I think for me, my biggest question is, how do you know when you've reached your maintenance weight? Because some say that, you should be at this height, this weight. So how do you know when you've actually reached to where you're not regaining, like what your actual weight should be, I guess is my question.
That's a you get to decide what your weight is going to be. There's no we the BMI and things like that, they've proven to be quite outdated. So those are kind of guidelines you can sort of look at, but no, you get to decide kind of like what is your goal lifestyle. So you're going to get to a point where you're going to say, okay, I'm comfortable here. I'm comfortable with what I'm eating, how I'm eating, I'm comfortable with how I feel, and I'm comfortable with my life. So that's it, like we call it the goal lifestyle.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess for me, I've gone like 10 or 15 pounds up and back in the last several years. So I'm
Okay.
not comfortable with where I'm at. So I want to be like 20 or 30 pounds less. So
Okay.
in doing the Regain seminars, I guess my question is, how do I reset the mindset and my thoughts that it's, because I struggle with when I'm eating, I'm doing kind of the protein and the Healthify seminar, kind of listening to a lot of
Yeah.
different podcasts. So for me, I guess my biggest struggle in the Regain is I either eat more at like meals so that I don't snack, or at snack time, I'm like, oh, I'll allow myself ice cream or chips or whatever I want so that I kind of get rid of the diet mentality of, oh, I can't have that. But then
Right.
the thoughts keep coming back of, oh, that's why the scale went up. It's because you had a cupcake, or it's because you ate these, sweet foods.
So the truth of it, though, is going to be that you did or didn't follow doable hunger. So, I mean, you could eat cupcakes all week, But if you follow doable hunger, you'd probably feel kind of gross, but I don't know, you could do it anyways.
Right.
But if you follow doable hunger, you could lose weight. That's the thing. The thing is, though, I don't even know how many cupcakes that would be. Probably it would be nowhere near what you think it would be, essentially. So I think sometimes we forget that doable hunger can apply to when we eat those foods as well. And I literally was actually just talking to a client before this call, a private coaching client, about snacking. And the idea with snacking is there's nothing wrong with snacking. I would rather somebody end up snacking because they got it wrong. They, took a guess and oh, they underestimated it. So now they've learned, but they end up needing a snack. Not a problem. Have a snack. But when we're snacking, we still want to think about doable hunger, right? And doable hunger being like, am I hungry now? How hungry? Does it need to be answered? And what's coming next? Like, when is the next meal I'm going to be having? So what is actually doable in that moment? If you're about to have dinner in an hour, it may not be the time to have ice cream because that might be too much for someone who's about to have dinner in an hour. Even though right
Right.
now you're really hungry. So that's what we want to be looking at when it comes to doable hunger. But I would be more curious about your hunger and enough and how that's playing a part with what you're eating.
So how, I guess that's a good point. So how do I know? I don't want to say when enough, but when it's doable, right? So when I'm eating at lunchtime and I'm kind of getting full, but I'm, still have half my plate, then I feel like I should still eat because some of the things on my plate are good for me or, high protein. So then I eat them.
Okay, but they're not good for you if you're at enough. Because you're putting like that's kind of like saying I go to the gas station and I'm putting premium gas in my car and I have $100 in my wallet, so I'm going to put $100 worth of premium gas 'cause it's good gas. But if $100 worth of that gas overfills your gas tank, that's not a good idea. Because you've made a huge mess. There's going to be gas everywhere. And you could be like, but I had the money and it was good gas. It's like, no, you're still going to make a freaking mess at the gas station and they're going to be mad at you. And trust me, I've actually literally in my life got gas all over myself and it doesn't feel good. So the point being, no, yeah, that tells me that there's overeating going on, that you have a
So
question.
how is doable hunger and then not, what's the, I guess that would be my question for you. How do I know what's considered doable hunger versus enough? Because maybe that's where I am over the line and not catching myself.
It's just different terminology. Enough means enough so that my body will be comfortable until the next time I'm going to eat. Doable hunger just means it's doable. Like it's just another way to talk about it. Like I might say, like I'm a little bit hungry right now, but you know what? It's doable for me to drink my water during this call. I don't have to tell all of you to, can you guys please hold for a moment? I got to go get something to eat. No, it's doable for me to be here. I notice a little bit of rumbling in my stomach. Like I can kind of feel it just a little bit, but it's doable. Every time I drink water, it kind of settles down a little bit and is fine. That's what doable is. Like I can handle it.
Okay.
When it comes to your food, like, so you're having lunch and then you're like, about halfway through what's on your plate, and you start to think, oh, I feel like I'm getting full. Full, first of all, is going to be past what enough is because we're not trying to fill our bodies. We're just trying to eat what it needs to as fuel to sustain ourselves, right? Which is
Okay.
can be different than full. But you'd mentioned a couple of great thoughts that you were catching, Joyce, these thoughts of, well, there's protein still on the plate.
Right.
So my
Well,
question is, now what?
right. Well, that's I guess my old habits come into play that there's good food, I should finish that. Or I have the struggle of I don't necessarily know how to discern what's enough till the next time.
Yeah, so this is where I would love you to be willing to get it wrong and underestimate it, because
Okay.
then you can have a snack. Go ahead, have a snack. You got it wrong. You screwed it up. 2 hours from now, you notice, shoot, I'm a bit hungry. But then tomorrow, you will learn from today's experience. So you're going to learn, oh, maybe I caught it a little too quick. I don't know. But also, is it a big problem to have a snack in the afternoon if you underestimate it at lunch? Probably not.
Right.
But I think I can tell you, I know one of your hungers, your enough signals right now. And that is you looking on your plate to think about what you've got left and whether it's good food or not. Like if your brain goes, oh, wait, I have so much protein, or I've got vegetables, or like if it starts analyzing what's on the plate, I would love you to try stopping.
Okay.
Because
I'll
that's
do
what it's
that.
probably telling me. It's telling me, like, yeah, you know, your brain knows, because it's going, oh, we gotta really sell this now, because otherwise she's gonna figure out she's had enough. And so we gotta tell her why it's so good to have.
That's a very good point, because I think I actually did that this morning at breakfast with my son. We were both talking about how good the rye toast was, and I wasn't paying attention. So that I will definitely do that.
Yeah, if your brain's trying to sell it, it's like, okay, you why? What why are you trying to sell this to me so much about why this is so good and I should keep going? You know?
That's a good point.
Yeah. So,
Well,
and
thank
then go ahead.
Oh, that was all. I just wanted to say thank you.
Okay, well, I was going to say, then what you can do is learn going forward. Especially if you're the one that plans your lunch or prepares your lunch, you can learn and go, okay, wait, if I want to make sure I'm getting the protein in, I have private clients who start with the protein. They literally relate, okay, I start with the protein because I know that's my priority, is to make sure I get the protein in. And then second priority is the vegetables or whatever. But that's another option to do if that's something that you're working on. But otherwise, I would just be catching it. Because I eat everything at the same time. I always have to have like everything in one bite. I love it.
Okay, I think that was it. Thank
Okay.
you so much.
Well, thanks for coming up here. All right. I will change you back down. There you go. Does anyone else have that? That is like a brilliant signal when your brain starts getting a little bit distracted, and yes, it's looking for that perfect bite. That's it, darling. Looking for the perfect bite. That's a really good telltale that, hey, I've probably had enough. Yeah, everybody agrees. We probably still have time for someone else if someone else wants to raise their hand, but I'm going to answer a question in the Q&A first. I had a 22-pound loss over a 2 to 3 month period. Have had off and on stressful times with work in the last year and a half. At the end of the workday, I want to eat to cope and feel good, and have gained almost all back, so the 22 pounds. I keep trying to restart, but nothing seems to work more than a couple of days. I can't get any momentum and feel like anything is good enough. So, especially when I think where I was at the 20 plus loss, I know everything I need to do. Why am I not doing it? And when I know I could feel so much better, because you're keeping yourself feeling shameful and like you're a big old problem here, right? What I would be curious about is when you said that I restart, but nothing seems to work more than a couple of days, I'd want to know what you're trying to restart, because I would rather you make it a small, doable step. Something that you're going to keep doing no matter what. Not, I don't want you trying to go back all the way back to what you were doing when you had lost that 22 pounds, because that's not where you are today. Today, you're the version of you who weighs 22 pounds more. So what did you do at the beginning, but when you started losing that 22 pounds? That's what we want to start with again, is starting there, right? Sometimes we think we got to go back to where we were before the regain, and it just doesn't make any sense, right? Because that's not where we're at. It's also a really good idea to be connecting with your whys. Like, why do I want to do this just today? And break it down into just today, right? Because you said you restart and nothing works for more than a couple of days, but every day you get to make a new decision. And every day you can make a new decision about what am I going to focus on today? And I want you to remember there's only four basics. There is, can I wait until I'm hungry? Can I try to stop at enough and fuck around and find out what that is? Can I plan my food? And can I take care of myself and my basic needs? Right? How do we take care of our basic needs? So that could look like at the end of the day, give yourself 5 minutes to figure out what is going on for me today? What do I feel like I'm going to need to cope from today? Because I want to go into the evening feeling good. Give yourself some time to pull that together and figure out what you need next. Like, what is it you're trying to cope with? That's what we want to ask ourselves, because what we know is food is costing you here. It's you're using it to cope, but it's coming at a pretty high price tag. It's come at a 22-pound gain price tag and a frustration and a like the thinking, well, I know what to do, but I'm not doing it. Well, because what you actually need to do is to learn how to cope without using food. That to me sounds like the piece that was missed. If we did the recognize what happened, extract why it makes sense because we must not have figured out how to cope in life without the food. And the best way to cope is to slow yourself down and is to recognize that whatever I'm feeling doesn't have to last forever. It's a feeling. I can breathe and I can take care of myself. If I'm feeling stressed, I can work on leaving work stress at work. If I'm feeling whatever I'm feeling, I can work on managing why, what I'm going to do about it. Is there anything I'm going to do about it tonight? I don't know. What is that? What is going to happen, right? And then that's, you know, the pattern, right? So once you've calmed down that frustration, that shame, if there is some, then you can start to look at what's happening. You can make sense of it, right? With that compassion, no judgment. Then we start to catch the eating habits. We start to catch what's going on. Oh, after work, I'm going to eat. Great, let's take a moment, right? We think about that's the spot it and stop it. It's okay. What's next? Now what? How do I take care of me and my emotional needs without using food to do it? That's what I want you to be thinking about, right? So, and then what we do is we use tracking. The very last one is in the reset, is the actual letters, is tracking. Because once we start tracking this stuff, we're going to start to see what those early warning signs are. Right? We're going to track our habits. We can track our moods. We can see that stuff before a small slip becomes another regain. Right? The scale is actually going to always sort of be the last thing that tells you what's going on. And you and your tracking can be the first thing to pay attention to. That's how you get momentum, is because the momentum in your tracking and your acknowledging what you're doing. And then that's the stuff you can bring to ask coaches, right? That's the stuff you bring to these coaching calls, which, by the way, nobody has their hand raised. So if anybody else wants coaching before we're going to be done today, I want you to please raise your hand. And yeah, so that's where you gain the momentum back. And you can bring that stuff to ask coaches. You can bring that to these coaching calls. All right. I have somebody with their hand raised. Elba, come on up. And we'll see. I also don't have any more questions in the Q&A, so if you have anything there. Well, hello, Alba. How are you?
I'm doing good. Do you remember me, Coach Lisa?
Yes, of course I do.
Yeah, thank
Yes.
you.
How are you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
Good. You're looking good.
Oh, thank you. You too, by the way. I love your shelving in the back.
You.
Yeah, so I wanted to get coaching on something that's been bothering me for a while.
Okay.
And it's more related to like work. So I have made a lot of I'm also building a business, and I've made a lot of headway in becoming better at the things I need to do in business, etc. And I also have a full-time job. And recently I've been and this is causing me a lot of like anxiety at work, etc. Because now I'm really nervous at work now, and I'm not sure why. And I don't know if the reason I brought like how I'm doing better at business at my business. Now I'm thinking what now I'm scared at my job because I have more capacity. So I feel this imbalance, but
What are you scared of, though?
at work that I'm gonna get fired. It's like my perpetual fear. And it's a I know it's a pattern of mine, and it has to do with like with growing up with a very strict father and always wanting to please him. So when it comes to like male figures in my life, especially like a boss that has some influence over what I do and all that stuff, I have a really hard time, especially like I was given some good feedback and it wasn't like negative or anything. It was just nice and he's polite and I'm like a nervous wreck inside, you know?
Why? What is it that you're making that feedback into here?
That one, I'm a terrible employee. I can't get my stuff together. Let me see what else.
And this is after the good feedback.
Well, it's not good feedback. It's constructive feedback on things I can improve, right? Like,
Okay.
okay,
So
like,
okay.
yeah. So it's constructive feedback, but it sends me into this like circle of things. Like, I'm not good at my job. I'm a terrible employee. I wish he didn't need to have make time to like give me this feedback. I shouldn't be getting it. I should know better by now. Like, very mean things, you know, and
Okay.
I have journaled about it. And I came to the realization that this is a very smart person that I'm working with, my supervisor. I refer to him as my soup, just to, you know, neutralize things for myself. But that fear is always there, always present. And I don't want to reach out to food, you know, because I'm at a really at great weight, and it's like, oh.
Why it makes sense. You've already mentioned a few things, but why does it make sense that your brain is twisting it to mean you're a terrible employee and you're not good at your job and you should know better by now?
Because that's what I was thinking when I was a little kid with my dad.
And it fits the fear, right?
Oh, it's like it's my thing to go to every time. Any feedback, and I've journaled about it. I've gotten coaching on it,
But
but
again, that's the thing.
yeah.
And I applaud you for putting up your hand today because that's the thing. This stuff is going to come up over and over and over. And what I
It
want
is.
to keep working on is recognize, oh, there you are again. I see you. That's
It is.
what I want you to recognize. Sometimes people will name this voice in their head because it reminds them of someone or it like whatever. You can do that if you want, because then you can be like, oh, there's so and so again. Like that's that voice in my head. Come on, sit down. Anything else? Like you can be like, do you got anything else? What else would you like me to know? And then be like, okay, now what, Elba? You already said you're working on this other job so that maybe one day you don't have this job.
Right.
I am, and I'm just like, and now am I now scared that I'm like that they're gonna find out? Oh, I mean, just it's a certain like what is it called? Ruminating, like nonstop in a circle, and
It's also, I think you're not giving yourself answers. You're thinking that this ruminating is a problem, but it's a problem that you're not answering even. It's that.
I don't think I am. I'm not really answering
No,
questions.
it's very much like if it was raining outside and you walked outside and got wet and came back in and go, what the hell? It's raining. I got wet. And then you walked back outside, got wet again, and went, what the hell? It's raining. I got wet. Why do I keep getting wet? Well, because you keep walking outside without a raincoat on. So you get to decide, am I going to answer these things and say to myself, well, one, maybe I will get fired. Whatever. I have this other job I'm
I
working on. Two, maybe it's actually constructive criticism. And maybe my habit brain's just wrong, trying to scare me, trying to get me out, worried the way I was as a child with my dad. No wonder I would think this way. Doesn't mean it's true, just means I'm having shitty thoughts, right?
Yeah.
And that's where we want to settle our nervous system down. Do some breathing, because that's the thing. This type of thing can like hum inside your nervous system. And if you just ignore it, it's going to keep doing that.
And I've done a lot of work, but I think I've peeled the onion so many times for this, and I think there's some resistance. One, I'm not answering the questions like you're saying. What if I get fired, you know? We've paid off our house. I could get another job. I am not a lazy person. It just saying it to feel scary, but I would get a job delivering food. I don't care whatever it is. I'm not going to stay home and not do anything about it. We have savings too. My husband's employed, so there's backup, but this fear,
And the driven by those thoughts.
Yes.
Until this very moment, those thoughts were always unanswered, and they were like, but the thoughts, but the thoughts. And it's like, yeah, that's why you want them to sit down for a minute so that you can actually think about them and say, wait, is there an answer to these? Do they need an answer? Are they even possible? What if it's possible? I don't know. Maybe you're not good at your job. But also, maybe that's why they gave you some feedback so that you could get better. One, I mean, that's just, one. But is that.
I know I'm good at my job, actually. Otherwise, I don't.
Right? Isn't it great how when we hear it out loud, we're actually able to defend ourselves? That's what I would be telling that voice. Like, hold on a minute. I actually am good at my job. And the only way I could be a terrible employee is if, first of all, I wasn't doing my job, or second of all, when someone gives me feedback, I ignore it.
No, I don't ignore it. I actually do better and implement solutions.
So, if you were to write the manual on what a terrible employee was, is that where that would go? No.
No.
Right?
I don't think I would have lasted this long because what we have at work, a very strict hiring policy. And I can tell you right now that you can try out, you could be a player trying out, but if you don't make the team, you know right away. And they tell you, I'm sorry, you didn't make the team.
But there you are.
There I am. I wish it would go away, Lisa.
Okay, but that is the thought error there, Alba. That's the
It is.
problem, is that you want it to go away without acknowledgement, without an answer, without logic. You just want it to not even come in the first place. And it's like, it's gonna rain. Like it's part of life, especially for you with how you were raised and your history. We know that. So of course, your brain is not an asshole though. Your brain is just trying so damn hard to keep you safe, keep you employed, apparently. Like it's so worried that,││ But it's like, okay, you just want to let it know it's okay. I got this. I'm good. It's that compassion that comes in rather than the judgment, right? And so this follows exactly with that the regain stuff that we were talking about today, right? It's
It is.
recognizing what's going on and extracting what the real story is here. I mean, we're not even talking about a regain, we're just talking about a something that feels like a problem, but this is exactly the same steps. Recognize what's going on, figure out why, and then recognize how do I stop the pattern, like see it and stop it. And now you can see it coming, go, wait. I know you. Have a seat. What do you got to say? What do I need to know? Let me tell you the truth here. Let me give you an answer, right? And it's going to change it.
The other thing that comes up when I was journaling, Lisa, is this is the type of person. He's a bit of a perfectionist, and I know how smart he is, and the things he says, I don't know that anyone will ever live up to his standard of
Are
an
they
employee.
supposed, but are they supposed to?
Oh, that hand done on me. Oh my God. No. Oh, Lisa, thank. I'm glad I said it because I'm like, this is a, he is fair in mostly everything. I want to give the reality to like help my brain process this, like you're saying. And we're not supposed to. We're supposed to do a job. I'm doing my job and I do it well. And I'm even doing things that I wasn't even trained for. And I'm like learning, and implementing and stuff. So, but yeah, we're not supposed to do that. Live up to the Supes' ideal employee. That's not my job
Well,
description.
first of all, do you even know what that is?
To be like him.
Has he said that? He said, I want you to be like me.
Yes, I want versions of you, of me running around with you guys.
And has he said that you're not?
No.
Oh, so it's quite possible. That when he says that, he's like actually talking about the way you're doing things, and that's why he gives you feedback on things is so that you'll become more and more like him, smart, doing things his way, right?
Yeah, but that's weird. I don't know if I can ever do that anyway. That's
Again, it's as if there's somewhere to get to. He's constantly changing, so are you.
yeah.
Like your brain saying there's a point I have to get to, and I'm saying I bet you that point's going to keep going. That point's never.
Oh, I see. I see what you mean. Okay. I didn't follow at first.
Yeah, like he's always going to give you feedback because he's always trying to help you grow. But it's not like you're going to grow and one day you're just done. Like, oh, okay, I've I'm growing, that's it.
Because it's been nonstop growth. If I listed you the things that I've had to do, and you would see all that growth. And it's sometimes I'm like, my brain really resists that growth. Like, I think that's part of it too.
But and that's exactly what you were talking about before, though, too, with the peeling back the onion. Every time you peel a layer back, that's more and more growth. It doesn't mean you're actually ever going to get to the middle of the onion, though.
Oh, I've never thought of that. I thought we were going to eventually make the onion disappear.
Not always.
Not always. Oh, Lisa.
Yeah, it's just more and more growth, right? And I hope we don't. Life would get pretty boring if we all of a sudden were like, oh, okay, now this is it, and that's it. Just autopilot from here on out.
No, I mean, even the seasons change, right? There's just,
Yes.
oh, this helps a lot. I'm so glad I raised my hand.
Me too. Me too. All right. Well, thank you. Okay, I'm going to put you back down. Reach out anytime. And all right, there we go. So, yes, for all of you, for the next time you're on a call, I want you to think about what Alba just said of so glad I raised my hand, because you just never know what's going to come from when you get on a call and talk to a coach. Well, I will be seeing you in a week or so for the how to stop fucking around with the same 5 pounds and then the body image call. So I really look forward to that. And I think we did some great work today. So bring your questions to ask coaches. Let me know where you're at in the reset process. And if there's anything ever in your way and you just don't even know what it is, you just come to ask coaches and say, this is what's happening. This is what I think should be happening. Help. And that's what we're there for. Okay. It was great to see everybody today, and I will see you next time. Bye.